Welcome to the Dream Freedom Beauty Podcast. In this episode, Dream Freedom Beauty partners with Tanya Sink to dive deep into grounding. We talk about what grounding is, how it helps us, why certain people might need it more than others, and what you can do to get grounded right now. We also cover what empaths are and help you determine if you are one. Tanya leads us all in a grounding meditation, and we each share our best tips for grounding that can be used in everyday life. This podcast was originally a live webinar. If you enjoy it, we would love to hear your comments and suggestions for future webinar topics.
We're your hosts, sisters Natalie
and Lizzie Ross.
Dream Freedom Beauty is a podcast for free spirits who yearn to connect deeply with their intuition and manifest their dream lives in harmony with the earth.
You can find the podcast show notes at dreamfreedombeauty.com.
Hello and welcome. I'm going to go ahead and introduce ourselves. We're so grateful that you've showed up today for yourself to learn how to ground because it's a powerful, powerful, amazing tool. You're going to feel totally different at the end of this. I'm excited for you. So I'm Natalie. I've been grounding regularly since 2009, and it's a practice that's changed my life. It took me from a scattered, spacey person to someone who can get shit done. I would never give this practice up. So how about you, Tanya?
My name's Tanya, and I live in Saxobahoe, North Carolina, and I have an energy healing business here. And grounding is extremely important for me to help others become grounded as well so that they can have a much more fulfilling existence and not be crazy up in the air. And they're able to better be in existence with themselves and know what they're trying to do. What about you, Lizzie?
I'm Lizzie, and I have benefited from Tanya's grounding teachings as well as Natalie's. I am a sort of naturally airy person and artist, and grounding has helped me to tap into my creative power in a sustainable way and to show up for things that I really want to be present for and to manifest things instead of having them just stay dreams, bringing them to earth.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Bringing all those dreams into reality, making them real, living your dream life. Mm-hmm. That's what we're all about. What is grounding? Well, gonna simply put, grounding is an act that it's an exercise that takes you from feeling way up out of your body and way scattered and bringing you back into your body. And it helps you to be present and aware. And as we've kind of mentioned in our introduction, it helps you to get stuff done and to be focused and clear. And it just makes life easier. Simply put, the human physical body is attracted to the center of the earth. It's gravity. You know, we are held on the earth by gravity. We are the earth. We are connected to the earth. This grounding represents the relationship between us and the earth, and how can we be more present as earth humans? If we are to believe that there's more to it than just the physical realm, then we have to look at the many bodies we have. And if you have questions about that, we'll get into that later, but that's kind of a little bit next level. So we're just going to stay clear here on what is grounding. Question, are you grounded? So here is what you might be expressing if you aren't grounded. You might feel really hyper. You might always be losing personal items. You could be a space cadet. You might feel rigid and stiff and inflexible and unable to go with the flow. You could be ruled by fear. You might be holding on to the past. You could be too structured and controlling, or disconnected and feel unsupported. You might have money issues. Maybe you don't know how to make money, or you're always losing money. If you are ungrounded, you may have walls up for protection. You may not be able to connect with other people in a way that feels safe to you. You can also feel frozen or stuck. A lot of ungrounded people feel really stuck, like they can't move forward and make what they want to happen in the world. If you're ungrounded, you might not have boundaries, and you might not know how to say no to someone and mean it. Or you might be too dogmatic and opinionated, and you might not be able to see through this kind of programming that you've had since a very young age. You might just be stuck in that old programming. You might also fear change, or you might simply be lazy and stubborn.
So there are so many benefits to grounding. Grounding is important for a lot of reasons. So when you connect with your physical body and a physical dimension, you get an ability to become more aware and better able to take care of yourself. When we're grounded, we might express something like working in the garden and being in nature, which helps us to stay connected and be present. Being able to say no clearly without guilt or an attitude, because we have clear boundaries and we have lower long-term stress and anxiety. Being organized in our life, our house, and our work means we're not hustling and hurrying. We have a little more time for ourselves. Being grounded gives us courage to release and let go of excess baggage and old patterns that no longer serve our highest interests. Grounding helps us slow down, which naturally provides more patience. See clearly and manifest on the physical plane, so that's fulfilling our material and financial needs. We become more dependable and reliable, showing up on time. We feel we have roots and we belong. So there are lots of good reasons to get grounded and lots of reasons that it feels good. We need to ground every day. And a really good time to do it is when you wake up and you're lying in bed. You can ground through meditation. You can do it whether you're sitting, standing, or lying down. And as long as you perform this ritual with intent and thoughtfulness, there are lots of ways you can figure out how it's right for you and how you can fit it into your day. Everybody needs grounding, some more than others, especially empaths.
What is exactly an empath? And on the slide here, you see people that are empaths are really highly, highly sensitive. Everybody has levels of sensitivity, varying degrees. And a term that's commonly used to describe one's ability to tap into another person's emotions or feelings is an empath. They have a deep sense of knowing and are often very compassionate and considerate and understanding toward other people. I'm going to basically do an empath quiz. I'll ask you some questions, and if you answer yes to four or more of these questions, odds are good you're an empath. Do you take on the emotions of others as if they were your own? Can you easily intuit or guess how others feel? Are you highly sensitive to emotions, lights, sounds, smells, or excessive talking? Do people label you as being too sensitive or emotional? Are you overwhelmed or emotionally activated in large crowds? Do people easily confide in you? Do you feel a need to help everyone around you who is suffering? Do you have random mood swings that have nothing to do with your own life events? Do you prefer to take your own car places so that you can leave whenever you please?
Mm-hmm. I know I do.
Yep. Do you overeat to cope with emotional stress? Do you have an addictive personality? Are you afraid of becoming engulfed in intimate relationships? So check in with how you feel after answering these questions. Are you saying, wow, that sounds exactly like me, and I had no idea that this was even a thing? It's really great to start to recognize something about yourself. Learning about yourself is great, and that's where grounding comes in. The more grounded you are, the more you are going to be able to check in, know how you feel, and start to manage those feelings in a much bigger way. Go ahead and check in with yourself. Ask yourself how you feel right now. And what we're going to do is a grounding meditation. So if everybody wants to get comfortable, you can be lying down. You can be sitting. Lizzie here has a couple of beautiful rocks that she's holding. We've got a couple sitting in the middle here to ground us all. So I'm going to walk you through some steps. Go ahead, Natalie.
I was going to say, if you're listening to this driving, don't close your eyes, but obviously if you're on the computer, you're probably not driving. So,
right.
But just if for some reason this is an audio file that you're listening to, don't close your eyes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Stay focused on the road.
And I'm glad that you're actually saying that, because even not a guided meditation, it's not really, grounding is not something you want to try to do in the car all the time.
Right. You want to take time and make it an intentional special time to say, I'm going to get grounded right now.
Yes.
And it doesn't take that long.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You can make it take as long as you want, or, you know, what I have found is the more I've done it, the less time it takes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody get comfortable. And here we go. Everybody take a nice deep breath, starting in your stomach. Have it come up through the chest and then out through the mouth as you exhale. And maybe let's do that one more time. Let's take another nice, slow, deep breath. Deep breath in through. And then out through the mouth. And just release. Let go of the mind. Anything you might be thinking about. Just release all that. Now I want you to imagine, have a visual here, that underneath you is a large tree trunk. It encompasses your sitting bones. It's attached to your sitting bones. It kind of just, you know, goes right outside of your hip area. Just get really comfortable on this tree trunk. And once you're really comfortable there, I want you to imagine, visualize that this tree trunk has lots and lots of little rootlets that are coming down from the tree trunk through the ground that you're sitting on. I want you to visualize that these little rootlets, they just start to penetrate the first layer of the earth. And then I want you to imagine that they just continue their descent. Just watch as these rootlets go farther and farther toward the center of the earth. Just allow this action to take place. When you feel that these rootlets have reached down into the center of the earth, where hot lava lives, I want you to sit with that for a second and check in with yourself. Maybe you want to ask these rootlets to now take from you any unwanted thoughts that you may be experiencing. Maybe you want to ask for unwanted habits to be taken down through these rootlets, where they're just deposited into the center of the earth, where the hot lava lives. You can be specific for anything that you are experiencing that's unwanted, that doesn't serve your highest purpose any longer. Ask anything and everything to be taken down those rootlets. Watch as it just disappears. And just sit with that for minute. You need to take a few deep breaths while this is happening and let go of that. Sometimes it's nice to even make a noise as you exhale. Once you feel that you have watched all of these unwanted items going down those rootlets and being deposited into the center of the earth, I want you to thank Mother Earth. I want you to thank these rootlets for helping you to get rid of these unwanted things. Thank Mother Earth and the rootlets for being there to help you with this. And then I want you to thank yourself for starting this journey of grounding. And then I want you to take those rootlets and visualize that they just explode into small shards, taking with them everything that was deposited. And then, now that all of that is cleared away, I want you to either replace those rootlets, just go ahead and do a little quick, put those right back down in the ground, some fresh rootlets. Let those just seep into the earth, all of the layers, and just go right back down to the center where you're completely connected. And you can leave these rootlets here as you start to come out of your grounding meditation. And just leave them there all day so that you do feel grounded throughout the day. You want to open your eyes very slowly and just have a soft focus. I think Lizzie might go to sleep.
I just got so grounded.
That was nice.
That was nice.
Yeah, and that's not too long. You can do this a lot quicker than that. You can do a shortened version of that. But I'd like to ask that the viewers check back in. How do you feel right now? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you are maybe a little more weighted? Do you feel a little more clear? Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
I know for me, this is Natalie here. I do my grounding, some version of it every day, but even just this nice guided meditation helped me kind of release. I was feeling really excited about doing this webinar, and now I'm feeling very like rock. I'm like calm and still energized and focused. So I feel a shift. I definitely do.
That's great.
Yeah.
How about you, Lizzie?
I feel like while we were doing the meditation, I got to release some of the things that feel like holes in my energy field, almost like things that I leak.
Holes in your bucket.
Yeah. Like places where I'm leaking.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And so I feel like my attention is more available to me now, and I can be here, and I'm more clear on what do I want to do.
Cool.
Yeah. And even though I was the one guiding the meditation, as I'm speaking the words, I am also visualizing this for myself. Mm-hmm. So every time I'm helping someone with grounding, I am also grounding myself at the same time, which is really nice because, you know, when I see clients, I'm apt to do that multiple times a day.
Yeah.
And so it's very powerful and gives you a really great present feeling. It brings you into the present moment, and that's where we all really benefit from grounding the most mm-hmm. is being present. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's, right, you mentioned awesome. Like being in groups. I love going to a yoga class or something and having that feeling of a whole room of people just letting it go and getting grounded.
That's right. There is power in numbers.
That's true.
It is a big mm-hmm. feel, the vibration of a lot of people mm-hmm. being together and doing one thing can really be powerful.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? This might be, you know, if you're new to energy work and stuff, this might be a new concept, but the more people listen to this, the more like grounded power that meditation is going to have mm-hmm. over time. Oh, so yes. that's yes. pretty fun that it's like programmed in there.
So cool.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some other ways to ground, because you can meditate every day and have a practice like that. But there are some quick things you can do anytime. You can ground by connecting with the earth, walking barefoot, gardening and working with soil and plants. So there's definitely a theme of just touching the dirt and being in nature and feeling that energy, letting it speak to you. Mm-hmm. Eating root vegetables and drinking a lot of water.
So what are some examples of root vegetables?
Mm-hmm. So you can see there are beets, potatoes, turnips, parsnips, carrots.
Sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Anything that comes out of the ground is going to have a sort of grounding vibration that helps you get rooted. Mm-hmm. Yucca root.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a lot.
Lotus root. You can use grounding stones. So we have here pictures of black tourmaline, hematite. We've got some jasper, obsidian, and smoky quartz. You can also use jet, which isn't pictured here.
That's cool.
Notice that these stones are mostly black and red and brown. Mm-hmm. Which are all colors that are associated with your root chakra and grounding. So another thing you can do to get grounded is wear those colors, black, red, brown. You can use scents like lavender, cedar.
Vetiver. Mm-hmm. Very grounding.
Yeah.
Don't wear too much, though.
Vetiver is very strong.
Very strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotta get some.
Earthy.
Sandalwood and cypress, rosewood and ylang-ylang. How do you say that, Tanya?
Ylang-ylang. That's a nice smell.
And chamomile. Mm-hmm. Those are all good grounding smells.
You can use these with essential oils, tea.
Definitely.
Yeah. You can use sounds. So we have here the om sound. You can use something like a universal om tuning fork, which helps you to get grounded. It's just a vibration that...
Literally, that vibration shifts your vibration of your feeling, of how you feel in your body.
Yeah. Making the sound is grounding, but also with a tuning fork, if you get a weighted tuning fork specific to that sound, you can strike the tuning fork and hold it up to your chest where the own sound is located, is where it lives in your body. It connects to the heart area. Mm-hmm. And so you can take one of these weighted om tuning forks and strike it, put it up to your chest, and it vibrates and it sends that universal sound throughout your body. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a little
It's amazing.
If you hit that right now, can they hear it?
I don't think so.
It's more of a feeling thing.
We'll try it, but
we have one here.
I don't think so.
You
can't hear it, but
the listeners probably can't hear it.
They can't. Okay, we'll just keep going then.
But you can look up universal om tuning fork if you want to learn more about that.
That's some good stuff there.
You can spend time around grounded people. You know, getting clean, taking a shower is always grounding, but you can take a salt bath if you want to level up with some Dead Sea salt or Epsom salt or Himalayan salt.
Mm-hmm. That actually does help to further release those unwanted items that you were sending down the rootlets.
Oh, yeah.
Epsom salt, Dead Sea salt, Himalayan salt, all of these. Rosemary, actually, too.
Love it.
It's a facilitator of helping move and releasing further anything that's left residual or that you may be wanting to release.
It feels good.
Yeah. It feels good.
Yeah. I'm going to take a rosemary bath.
Exactly.
I'm going to breeze myself. And it's worth mentioning, too, we had said it's good to ground every day. So if you take a shower in the morning, you can use that as a time to ground and use something like Tanya's root meditation, along with just letting the water wash away anything that you want to release and letting it go down the drain.
Exactly. Awesome. I would like to add to the, if you do use rosemary, you can use fresh rosemary, but if you do use the essential oil of rosemary, be careful with that because it can,
it's very strong.
It can burn if you use too much of it.
Definitely do your reading and get educated before hopping into essential oils.
Yes.
But they are, definitely use them though. Just get educated.
Yes.
Another great way to ground is to exercise. It feels so good. It gets connected to your body. It does the job every time. So we're going to move on and see if we have any questions from you guys.
Someone says, can I use something other than roots to ground myself in that guided meditation? What do y'all think?
Oh, gosh, that is a huge yes. I would say probably the quickest and easiest way is to just take, run some cords from the bottom of your feet or your sitting bones.
Like what kind of cords?
Well, that can be anything. Like I use like a hemp rope. And maybe it's green one day and maybe it's blue another day. But see, you know, I like the hemp rope because it feels strong and it's a good connection. And so I just, anytime, I just run that down. What do you use,
Lizzie? I use all kinds of things. I'll use a column of light.
That's nice.
And cool. I'll use the roots. And sometimes I'll even do something crazy, like make a mermaid kelp rope with seashells and fairy dust on it. Like, I'll make it pretty, make it a color that resonates with me.
That's cool.
I love seafoam.
Yeah, that's
I can
great.
See the pearls in there.
Yeah, exactly. So you can go to town with that. And you can replace it as often as you like.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What do you use?
This is Natalie here, and those are all, I like the mermaid kelp idea. That's so cool. Sometimes when I have felt like I really need some heavy grounding, I will use like a giant chain, like a metal chain and an anchor, like a cruise ship might have, like something heavy duty. Look up a picture of a cruise ship anchor. And man, that helps. You just throw that down into the earth and
Yeah.
Another thing I'll do is I'll use the cords, and along the way I'll like visualize, even in addition to like having them kind of coming out of my sit bones, I'll wrap them around my hips like a belt. And I'll even put like on my visualized belt here, I'll put like crystals or something, or like some nature things, and I'll decorate it kind of like Lizzie has her mermaid one. And then I'll throw those cords could be light, or like I've used all these examples, rope, and along the way I'll wrap it around some big crystals in the earth. If you've ever seen those pictures of like those crystal caves that are huge, I'll go and like kind of connect to something like that, like a giant quartz, and wrap it around, or just even a giant rock, like just a giant rock in the earth as it makes its way to the center of the earth. And that helps to get really, really connected in there.
You know, I'm very connected to the star formation Pleiades. So sometimes I'll even use a string of stars.
Whoa.
That's cool. Because then it's almost like I can run it through the top of my head, through my body, and down through the earth. Yeah. And so I'm having this connection of being connected to the outer world, the universe, and the way extreme, the earth. So
that's
sometimes people really do feel connected to the outer world. And you can use that as well.
You can bridge that gap.
Yeah.
That's such a cool thing about being a human.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There's so many ways. I feel like we could I guess one thing to think about is then whatever shows up for you is going to work. Like that's what's so awesome about this is.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to experiment with what you use for grounding and how you ground. You know, what we're doing today is just giving you guidelines on how to start your practice. You're going to come up with so many ways for yourself that work. Mm-hmm. You're going to try things that you're like, well, I didn't really connect to that so much. I'm not going to use that again. Toss that one out. Mm-hmm. Try something new. Mm-hmm. Just be very aware that you want to accommodate what you use to how you feel. And
it's your prerogative.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, yeah. So in the beginning, we mentioned that we have many bodies besides the physical body. Can you explain that in more detail? Tanya, you want to run with this one?
Sure. So the physical body, obviously, that's the most tangible. You know it's there. It's obvious to everyone. And so that is basically referred to as the etheric body, which is associated with our feelings. The second body, and this is all going out. So you have the physical.
Okay.
The second body is the emotional body, and it's associated directly with the human emotional experience.
Yeah.
And it exists 1 to 3 inches away from the physical body. And then the third body is referred to as the mental body, which deals directly with mental processes and how you hold thoughts. And it goes from 3 to 8 inches outside of the body. So you can see how this is visually working as it mm-hmm. goes
like out. An egg.
Babushka.
Oh, yeah. Babushka, yeah. Those Russian dolls.
And then the fourth body is an astral body. And that is a bridge from what you know as the human experience to the spiritual plane.
Mm-hmm.
The body sees the leap from the physical to the subtle.
Uh-huh.
At this point.
That's like intuitive knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Multi-dimensional reality.
Yes. You know, some people experience, well, wow, I just know things. How do I just know things?
Yeah.
Well, this body is the body that's telling you this information, mm-hmm. right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that exists about 1 foot outside of the body.
Cool.
And then the fifth body is the etheric template body, which is a literal template for the lower body before the physical body is formed, I guess you would say.
Okay.
It's your template.
Uh-huh.
And that's about 1.5 to 2 feet from the physical body. And then the sixth body is the celestial body, which is the spiritual emotional plane.
Now, what do you mean by that? Because like you already talked about your emotional body and your spiritual body. So what's a spiritual emotional
plane? Well, so basically it is kind of like raised awareness and interconnection through the divine love.
Oh, yeah.
It's what allows us to feel bliss. Okay. And within our body.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So the body can just tap into that vibration.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. And then the seventh body is the casual body, which is the mental level of the spiritual plane. And this, mm-hmm. you know, this is getting into a little bit of...
very esoteric.
It is yeah. very esoteric. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's a... If you're interested in this kind of thing, this is a nice introduction so mm-hmm. that you can, as the listener, you can have this information and then go seek out
more education. About
more
it.
Education. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the mental level of the spiritual plane, this is the body that basically contains all the other bodies. And it extends out, you know, like about 3.5 feet from the body. And if you're a person that sees auras mm-hmm. or energetic yeah. fields mm-hmm. around people, you might notice that this body that encompasses all the other bodies is kind of shaped like an egg. You know, and it often appears to have an outside layer that is gold or silvery gold. And it's very durable. It pulsates, it vibrates, and this is the body that just has the all-knowing. It's mm-hmm. the one with the universe, and it contains the kundalini force that runs up and down through the body itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if this is new to you, then you have, this is a lot of information that you can go check out and just dig in. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would someone look up?
I would say maybe try to Google metaphysical bodies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Might get a little more better results.
Yeah.
If you use the word metaphysical.
Or you can just get in touch with Tanya for a healing session.
Yeah.
Book a healing session with her and you'll learn all about it.
Yeah.
Do we have, let's see, what other kind of questions do we have? Let's see here. How do we know that when we let go of the things, they're really let go of?
Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Okay. Then
I have a coyote mind. So this was always a problem for me because I would imagine things coming back and get worried about it.
Yeah.
Someone told me that since we're letting it go into the center of the earth and going with that idea of the magma, just allowing it to be transmuted and released so it can't even come back to you, that energy has been neutralized and will be used in different ways. Tanya, do you have?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a great way to explain it, Lizzie. Sometimes, you know, you're worried that it's going to come back to you or even worse, I'm putting that out there into the atmosphere for somebody else to take up.
Right.
And we don't want that either.
No.
But by sending these things into the center of the earth where the hot lava is, you know, there's not a lot of explanation, I think, that needs to happen for everybody understands, I believe, that hot lava is going to obliterate whatever it comes into contact with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can use words like transmute, but for a person that is not indoctrinated into these terms that we use, simply just think about it as hot lava
and burning
and what happens to any item that would come into contact with that.
And I do want to say, like, say that you let something go and it comes up again in your life. Like next time you go to ground tomorrow, you have the same thing show up. Well, that's because oftentimes there's a lot of layers to how we are attached to things. So don't be worried that if it shows up again, that it's that you're not grounding. Like it's still, you're still grounding and it's, think about it. It took a long time to get into this state. It might take a little, I mean, it could all just disappear instantly, or you could take a little bit of time to let it go depending on how attached you are to it. So that's something, if it shows up again for you at another time, just reground.
No, you didn't do it wrong or anything like that. Just
stick with it.
I'm really glad you brought that up because that is that's a big something to recognize.
Right.
I actually was in a session right before we are doing this webinar and I told my client, I said, hey, she said, how can I get rid of this? I said, let's look at how long it took you to even come to the realization that this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, don't beat yourself up if you don't get rid of it right away.
Right.
Healing is not a race. We're not in a race.
Yeah.
And so we want to be very kind to ourselves in recognizing that it did take probably a long time to get to where we are with whatever it is we're trying to release.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's really important to be kind and know that you're not doing anything wrong and that sometimes it does take a little longer to get rid of some things than other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say thank you to our listeners. Let's see. So we want to encourage you, if you've got more questions, you can click that link and I'll actually show you what it is. That's a link to our podcast episode with Tanya Sink. But at the bottom here, there's a place where you can, there's a place where you can comment and ask questions. And if you ask those questions and comment there, if you're asking this, or if you have more questions that we didn't answer, or if this is, you're watching this after we've already done it live, then we can go in there and we can answer your questions through those comments in response to those comments.
Yeah.
And
We're curious to know also if people have interest in further courses or further information in this, I don't know, topic.
Right. We collectively, we have a lot of knowledge, and Tanya actually teaches many courses in person. And if there's a course like a crystal healing course or
crystal foundations,
yeah. Mm-hmm. All about crystals, not just healing, but like physically, literally, what are crystals and how can they help us? How can we work with them? Yeah. How do they work with us? And also, if you've heard of chakras, maybe you're interested in what are chakras and how can I clear and cleanse my chakras? And grounding is a great introduction to that. And if you were interested in a course like that, we would be interested in creating a course like that for you. So comment there, just leave a comment there for us and tell us what you're into, or tell us the biggest struggle you're having regarding grounding or feeling clear. Talk to us. We're here to help you.
Yeah.
Is there anything else y'all want to say before we conclude this webinar today?
Well, I want to say thanks.
Yeah. Thank you all for
everybody
up.
That has shown up. Mm-hmm. And this has been a great experience. Mm-hmm. I love working with these two beautiful ladies.
We love working with you.
So yeah, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. And mm-hmm. I hope that you gain something from it.
If y'all want to know more about how you can get some healing work or book a session with Tanya and learn more about what Tanya does, because Tanya, she's a practitioner that she can help you with these problems. Do you want to describe more of what you do, Tanya?
Well, I do a combination of things. I do Reiki, polarity therapy, crystal therapy, tuning fork therapy. These are the major things.
And what are the benefits or results someone might get from coming to a session with you?
Well, one of the things that I love to do is a chakra series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where we go in and use crystals and clear out the etheric scar tissue from your chakra, each chakra. Mm-hmm. It's like a 7-step series. Yeah. I mean, you know, we do something once every couple of weeks and we focus on starting with the first mm-hmm. chakra. Mm-hmm. And so you clear out the etheric scar tissue, you decord that chakra, mm-hmm. and then you go in and grid and weave with particular crystals that really unblock it and set it up so that you can begin your healing journey in a much better
once you
way.
Clear the energetic, like we described in the spiritual bodies and the energetic bodies, once you clear those and get all the like old attachments and false beliefs and stuck beliefs clear.
Right.
Man, you just open the doors to being able to do what you want to do and to loving your life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And and through when we do this series, people have just had great results with, mm-hmm. In addition to performing the physical aspect of it, mm-hmm. you know, you're given homework to take home so that you can continue.
Oh, cool.
And at-home study kind mm-hmm. of thing.
So you can take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
know, that's what it's really all about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you get a lot of information out of this.
Cool.
As to what exercises would support that particular chakra, what foods support that particular chakra.
Cool.
What it looks like if you may not be grounded in that area, or what it looks like if you are grounded, you know, what musical tones to listen to, what colors to wear,
cool.
questions to ask yourself, affirmations to say to support it.
Cool.
You know, so that's just one of the things.
Yeah, so if that sounds interesting to you, you can click on that link to Only Sky Healing. And that is Tanya's business. You can just get in contact with her and book a session and be on your way to rocking and rolling in your life. Totally. So, all right. Any final words from you, Liz?
No, just thank you guys so much for showing up. And thank you to Natalie and Tanya for your skills and
thanks
willingness
for,
thank you. Share this.
You too.
Cool. Well, we love you all so much. And thank you. And
we'll see you later. Let us know in those comments if there's any other things we can teach you, because we're here to teach you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. You can show your gratitude and help others find these conversations by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or whatever app you're listening through.
Leaving a review will help us grow this network of earth lovers and intuitive-minded folks. You can also help us share these conversations by liking our Dream Freedom Beauty page and sharing your favorite episode on Facebook. For exclusive content and rewards, support us on Patreon.
Thank you so much, and until next time, many blessings.